Okay, today we're going to talk about Irui Kli Rishon specifically, but let's do some background where this comes up in our discussion. The Gemara in Psachim Adav Lamed Zayin discusses different types of ways of preparing doughs and whether that would be good for matzah or not, whether you can use it for matzah, whether you can, you have a chiyuv to take challah from it. Right? This came up because back on Daf Lamed Hey, the Mishnah discussed what are the types of grains that you can use for the mitzvah matzah. Eilu dvarim shadam yosei b'ani dechavasa b'pesach. Bechitim, Bisorin, the five types of grains, and related issues. So on today's daf, on Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara continues discussing different details about matzah, whether you could use matzah hina, matzah asuya be'ilfis, right? That's the bottom of Lamed Zayin, Amid Aleph, and the Rava says lachme toda. And finally, on the top of Lamed Zayin, Amid Beis, the Gemara talks about the following, the Brisa, Meisvei, talking about different types of ways that that doughs are prepared. Ha Meisa, somebody has Meisa, that means scalded dough. Beit Shammai Poter and Beis Hillel Mechayvin. Beis Hillel is Poter from Chala because that's called scalded, it's not called baked, and therefore you're not Chayvin Chala. Beis Hillel Mechayvin, Beis Hillel says you're Chayv. That's Meisa. Hechlita, the opposite. Eza me'isa ve'eza chalita. What are those different types of doughs? Ha me'isa kemach sh'al gabi mugloshin. Me'isa is when you take dough and you put it on top of boiling water. Hechlita mugloshin sh'al gabi kemach. Hechlita is the opposite. Where you put the boiling hot water on top of the kemach. And both of those are what the Gemara spoke about. So the two brises have opposite halachas in each one. So the Gemara first quotes Rav Shlomo, Rav Yossi, who says they're both pater, and some say they're both chayiv. And the question is, ask the Gemara, what's the difference? What's the difference between the two? Right, according to the Hakad Beishar Beisila, hold opposites. It's hot water and dough, scalded, whichever one you put on first. So Amar Yehuda Meshmuel, Vachinam Rabbi Yehuda, Vitem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Kamachlokas Kazuka, Kamachlokas Bazu. Correct, you're right, it was a mistake, really, they have the same shitas. Klomar, Rashi says, Hamachayev Bazu, Mechayev Bazu. Vapoter bezu, upoter bezu. Vereisha the mafech pluktayu, the first presentation where they were presented as opposites. Lavchad the tanu maimrenu. It's not the one opinion. Vekashen adadi. It's not one opinion where there's a steer between them. Misha shanazu lo shanazu. As the Gemara says, taver break it, separate it. Really, it's two separate opinions. And the one Tana holds that they both, Beit Shammai would say Chayav, Beis Hillel would say Pater in both, and the other Tana holds the opposites. Either way, this is the Gemara about Me'isa and Chalita. So you would think, what does this have to do with us, Lamaisa? It's about two types of doughs, which then would have an impact in terms of maybe whether you could use it for a matzah or not. So Rabbeinu Tam brings this up. Rabbeinu Tam brings up this Gemara in Meseches Zvachim. Where in Meseches Zvachim does this come up? On Daf Tzadi Hei Amabez. Tosfos in a few places in Shas. Tzadi Hei Amabez in Zvachim. Membez Amabez in Shabbos. Discuss the sugya of Irui. Discuss the sugya of pouring out. Pouring out. We know there are rules and regulations of sources of heat for Hilchas Shabbos and for Hilchas Yaradeya. So let's first get the background, remember, and then get back to the specific comment that Rabbeinu Tam makes from our Gemara. So we know if one cooks on fire on Shabbos, so then one is Chayav D'Oraisa. That's the Malacha Bishul. That's the Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. The Lamed Ches Amid, I'm sorry, Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Tana Shei Sikupa Kashuk Ba, Litim Yim Topim Be'al Gabav. Kupach discusses, and then the Mishnah says, Einosim Beitza B'tzad HaMecham B'shul Shetis Kalgel. One is allowed to put an egg next to a hot water urn that's on the fire in order that the egg gets cooked, because that's cooking in something, let's say, that was heated by the fire, so you can't cook in something that was heated by the fire. I can't cook in fire on Shabbos, you can't cook in something that's heated by the fire. That's also called toldos eish, and that is an iser d'oraisa to cook on Shabbos. And that's, of course, is quoted, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Yud Ches. That's the Simen in Shulchan Aruch about Bishul b'Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that's the basic definition of Bishul, cooking in fire on Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch. Hamevashal b'Shabbos, sh'o sh'asa b'ach b'shar malachas. B'meizit, first halach of the Shulchan Aruch there, Dafke and Bishul discusses the concept of Maisa Shabbos. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Kishem sh'asa l'vashal ba'or, kach asa l'vashal b'toldos or. Just like it's also to cook in fire, so too it's also to cook with something that was heated by the fire. And if somebody uses that, so then that is chayev d'oraisa. Kagon litin beitza b'tzad kedera, like putting an egg next to a hot pot. Ola shabra al gabi sudar, or to break it onto a sudar, a hot handkerchief, shahucham ba'or kedesha titzaleh, v'yafilu, that's the Shulchan Aruch, that's told Eish, and told us Eish, that is us. So that's the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel, that's the Shulchan Aruch later on also in Sif Tes, Sif Yud, they all talk about cooking and something that was heated by the fire. So one example of Toldos Eish is a Kli Rishon. A Kli Rishon is heated by the fire. So let's say if I put something in a pot, let's say I put a raw vegetable in a chicken soup pot that's on the fire, so that's basically cooking in the fire. But even if I would take the pot off of the fire, that's called a Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Ha'Eish, a Kli Rishon that was taken off the fire, that could still cook as long as it's still Yatso Ledesbo, till it's still very hot, so that could cook even on a d'oraisa level, right? That is Kli Rishon. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Siftes. Kli Rishon. Pirish. Aklisha. Mishtamish bo al ha'esh. The Kli that you used on the fire. Afilu la'acher shehaviru me'al ha'esh. Even if I remove it from the fire. Mivashel kolzman shayatso ledespo. It still cooks d'oraisa as long as it is still yatso ledespo. Mishnah Berurah says afilu kfar pasak rusichaso. Even if it's not boiling anymore, it's not bubbling anymore, still that is going to cook midaraisa. Yatso ledespo, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, avalam eina yatso ledespo, once the Kli Rishon is no longer yatso ledespo, afilu Kli Rishon eina mevashel. Right? Then even a Kli Rishon is not going to be mevashel because it loses its power of cooking once it is no longer yatso ledespo. V'im lo hevi ruhu me'al ha'esh, if I didn't take it off the fire, also litin l'tocho tavlan afilu melech b'chol gavn, I cannot put anything in it. V'afilu da'ik to l'salaka, z'akadir maher misham, even if I'm going to take it off right afterwards, pen yishka achat shi yisbasal, you're not allowed to put something into a situation where it can be cooked if you wouldn't do anything. But that's Kli Rishon. So fire is asur d'oraisa. Toldos eish, which Kli Rishon is one example of that, is also asur d'oraisa. That's based on that Shulchan Aruch. To go backwards, though, that's the Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Mem Beis. Ha'ilfes v'kadera shehavirin merusachin, the pots that you took off merusachin while it's still boiling, lo yitein l'tocho tavlin, you cannot put into it spices, tavlin. Rashi, there, Membeis and Shabbos, leidu tavlin misha techshach, de Kli Rishon kol zman sheroseach, mivashel. Right, as long as it's very hot, mivashel is going to cook. Avonose nu l'tocho gol dochatam chui, the Mishnah continues that you can put it into another Kli, as we'll get to soon. The Shulchan Aruch does say that there is an exception to the rule. If I pour a ton of cold water into a small, hot Kli Rishon, so then that could be okay, because it's never going to reach the temperature. It's going to switch right away. It's going to switch to be cold. Mecham, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Beis, Mecham Shepina Mimenu Mayim Chamin, a hot water urn that you took out hot water. So let's say it's empty, but it's still boiling hot. Mutu L'tein L'tocho Mayim Sonein Mirubin. Right, you let it put into a lot of cold water, kedei lahafshiron, in order to make them lukewarm. Make them lukewarm. Umutu latzuk mayim chamin latoch mayim sonin, or sonin toch chamin, vush lo yeh bekli rishon, v'nei shem mischamin harbi. Okay, that is the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you put a lot in at once. Again, it should be all put in one pouring, right, so that it doesn't have time to boil before it gets hot. So that is Eish, that is told us Eish, Kli Rishon, Shehusa Me'al Eish. Before we get to the next step, just keep in mind, Chama is also an interesting discussion. If someone cooks in the sun, even though the sun is a ball of fire, but cooking in the sun on Shabbos is not called an Issa D'Araisa, because that is not called the definition of Bishal. The definition of Bishal is a human fire, not a God fire. And therefore, that's Ein Derech Bishal Bakach, and therefore it would be mutter to cook in the sun. But cooking in Toldas Shemesh, something that was heated by the sun, that's going to be Asur D'Rabbanan, because you might get confused with cooking in Toldas Eish. So Toldas Cham is Asur D'Rabbanan because of Toldas Eish. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says based on the Gemara. Shin Yuches Siv Gimel. Kishem Shaz Lavashel Ba'or, Kachaz Lavashel Betoldas Or, Bafilo Betoldas Chama. Kigon Besudar Shehucham Bechama Aser. Gzeira Atu Toldas Or. Gzeira Mishum Toldas Or. Vechen Aser Latimina Bechol, to hide it in the sand. O Ba'avak Drachim Shehuchmu Bekochachama. Anything that was heated by the sun, I'm not allowed to cook in that on Shabbos, Isur Durabanan. Aval Bechama Atzma, but the sun itself, that is mutter, that's not called bishul. A big discussion of the Dud Shemeshes, are those chama, are those toldos chama, different shitas that are discussed. The Gemara calls that, in one place, yafek kocha ben mikocha af. right? The son, S-O-N, is stronger than the av, in that case, that the son itself is mutter to cook in. While the son of the son, S-O-N, which is the toldos chama, so that would be usher to cook in. Okay, but either way, that's H, that's toldos H, that's kli risha. But then we have, the Gemara tells us about kli sheni. Kli sheni, the Gemara says, eino mevashel. That's the Gemara Shabbos, daf mem. Kli sheni, eino mevashel. Again, lemaisa, we often don't want to put things into a kli sheni because there are some exceptions to the rule about kli sheni. What's called kale bishel, right? If there are certain items that are very easily cooked, even in a kli sheni, even though the rule generally is kli sheni is not mevashel, but if certain items are kale bishel, we don't know exactly what all the kale bishel are, and therefore we might be machmir to not put a lot of things into a kli sheni. But that is the yisod, though, is kli sheni is not mevashel. Why is a kli sheni not mevashel? So there is a much discussed tosfos there in Shabbos Daf Mem. Tosfos asks, matema, maishna kli rishim and kli sheni, what's the difference? What's the difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni? You could have a kli sheni that is boiling hot, just as hot as a kli rishon, even hotter. Right? Let's say you have a kli rishon. We said as long as it's yatzo lettuce bow, it still cooks. What happens if you have a kli rishon and you pour right in, right away into a kli sheni? So it could be boiling and bubbling, even resicha in a kli sheni. So tema as tosas maishna kli rishon mi kli rishon di yatzo lettuce afilu kli sheni nami. If it's yatzo lettuce, even a kli sheni should be a problem. Vi ein yatzo lettuce afilu kli rishon nami ein amavashel. And if it's not yatzo lettuce, then even a kli rishon is amavashel. So what's the difference? Again, this is all leading to our discussion of Iri. The Yesh Lomar Tosfos says, Lefi, it's not totally on temperature, it's totally on direction of temperature. Lefi shekli rishon mitoch she'amar al ha'or dofnosav chamin. Since it was on the fire, it retains the heat. Its walls are hot. Umachzik chomo zman meruba, and is going to keep its heat for a long time. Lekach nasnu bo shir, because man shayatzo ledes bo aser. Ava kli sheni, av agav yatzo ledes bo mutter she'ein dofnosav chamin v'holech umiskarer. The walls of the pot of the kli sheni were never cooked on the fire. The direction that they're going in is in a cooling direction. A cooling direction, right? Holech umiskarer. And therefore, that's the halacha. The halacha of bishul is not totally on temperature, it's totally on the direction that the pot is going in. That's tosfos, tfanos, bakaros. Good. The Or Sameach, the Rameir Simcha, has a different shot in this din. If you look in Or Sameach in Perak Tes Halacha Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, he discusses, he compares it to cases where other areas of halacha, where something is too far removed. Something is too far removed from the source. Da de kama inyanim matzanu de koach kocho lo chashiv kegufo. Koach kocho, something that is too removed from the source, so that's not called gufo. Behula inyan ritzicha, who's the Gemara in Makas and Nafches. Demand the shada pisa ladikla, if I throw a clod of dirt at a palm tree, va'asar tamri, va'azal tamri, va'katl, and it goes and hits the dates, and the dates come down, and Rechman al-Tan kills somebody by accident, davi koach kocho, upater. That's koach kocho, it's too far removed. V'chein b'shabbos, matzanu shechayiv b'zorek mirishus. If I throw something from one rishus to another rishus, I'll be chayiv. Bezorek va'osa chabur de machayiv ade kocho. If I throw something and hurt somebody, I'm chayiv. That's kocho. Avede koch kocho lo shamanu sheyis chayiv. Koch kocho, two steps removed. We don't find that one would be chayiv. Kamochin gabi zav. He goes to Gemara in Erev and Daf Lamed. Hey, machmas ra'ada. Why if a zav moves something based on something? A different reason, but either way, in this context, that's what Or Sameach says. That's kli sheni einu mevashel. It's too far removed from the source. Kivan shekein nira, the avagavda told the rishona haba mino eish chayiv im mevashel. The told the rishona, the kli rishon, the first step from the fire is going to cook, mikol makom, al tolda shel atolda, kemo davar shenis chamim b'mayim, shehuchmu min ha'esh, kagon barzel, sheba b'kter ha'chamim, v'nis chamim, sui tzala bo beitz ha'potter, davi tolda, de tolda, it's too far removed, u'kemo shekoach kocha lo chashiv kemo guf ha'davar, guf ha'davar, just like koach kocha in other areas of halacha is not called the guf ha'davar, kain, told us ha'esh, lefi rochak yichusa eitzel ha'esh, it's too far to be related to the fire. Nifka mimenu shema ish. So the shema ish is removed from it. Vave choma kechom tivi. It's hot, but it's not fire hot. She'eno misibas ish kemocha mitveria. And therefore, it's not going to be the definition of of cooking. I mean, that's what he says later on. Pekimin shekein nir alonu lomar b'sfaras hashas. Tekdir di atzma mahani l'habishol. Ayin perakol shah. klisheni afi ika davram is basho be klisheni u klishta kamal gabe melach im yo be klisheni eno chay mishum basho ta maim shel kli rishon hukhmu be or va vi chom shelahen told us eish ve acharei ze me achom mischame mitoch ha matlir ha klisheni that is told us eish too far. So we know klisheni is not mavasho fundamentally, even though there are exceptions to the rule. So we have eish, we have kli rishon, we have klisheni. So what about what's in the middle? That's our topic. Irui kli rishon. So when I pour from a kli rishon onto an item, onto food, so is that called kli rishon? Is that called kli sheni? Meaning it has not touched the kli sheni yet. You don't have the tefanos makaros because it wasn't inside this kli yet. But on the other hand, it's out of the walls of the kli rishon. You don't have the tefanos machamamos anymore. So what's the halacha in the case of irui? So that is a major machlokas we've shown him. Three different deus. So that we get to, and again, Rabbeinu Tam, Marie, the deus are quoted with different names sometimes in different Ba'alei Tosfos, but either way, it's three different shitas. So let's read the Tosfos in Zvachim, Daf Sadehei, because that's the one that quotes Argamara, Ira Latocha, Roteach, Minai Tamalomar, Shetavusha, Bo Yishaver. There is talking about Chatos. We know Chatos is Mavlia, and Damch, and anything that's a carbon was cooked in, you have to get burnt. You have to break it. That's what the Mishnah says in Zvachim Sadi. Hey, Echad Shebishabo, the Echad She'ira Latocha Roseach. Whether you have a klicheres that was cooked in, or the chatas, or it was poured into Roseach. Echad Kachi Kachim, Echad Kachim Kalim, Tuunim Mariku Shtifa. Yeah, it needs Mariku Shtifa. And the Gemara says, Asher Tevushabo, Ainli, Ela Shebishabo, Ira Latocha Roseach Minayin, Damalomar, Asher Tevushabo Yishaver. Right, it says Tevushabo Yishaver, that's a special limud that includes Irui. So says Tosvas, Mikan medaktik Rabbeinu Tam de irui kekli rishon midachashiv kimevushal. The fact that it's called mevushal when the chatos is poured into the kli, so that shows that irui is kekli rishon, and therefore, right, maybe like that Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Mem, you don't have the heter kli sheni until you have the tefanos makaros. V'nira da adarabba says Tosfos, maybe just the opposite. Kasha, no, maybe here is a proof the other way. Mikan ta'kari le'besamach balua below bishop. That the Gemara is going to call that balua. Okay, Rabbeinu Shmuel hayemedaktik the iri kikli sheni. The Rashbam, this was a major machlokas of brothers. The Rashbam says no, iri is kikli sheni. The second that it leaves the walls of the kli rishon, it is no longer a kli rishon. Mehad etzan. From where do you know that? You know that from Shabbos Membeis. That's what the other big Tosfos is. You take the pot off a kli rishon, you can't put spices into the kli rishon. Mashma, haleros meyem al tavlin shari. Mashma, that if you take the pot and pour it onto the spices, that will be okay. V'yoda yimedaktik meha de kaimol and kishmuel de amar tatogvar. A parallel sugya. The Rishon discuss what is the relationship between that sugya, Imsach HaMayin Vav, to this sugya, right? Our Tosfos here, Imsach HaMayin Zayin, also discusses this question, because we pass in like Shmuel, Tatogvar, when you pour something on something else, do we say that Ilogvar, the upper one, rules and defines the mixture, or Tatogvar? So we pass in like Shmuel, Tatogvar, the Tani Kavas, he parakates that Tolan, but you matir mitokach, and because of this, the Rashbam matir, Leves Roskim, Ikli Rishon, Alatarnagolas, Kadelam Olga, he allowed to pour boiling hot water onto a chicken in order to pluck the feathers off. Because Iri is kikli sheni. Rabbeinu Tam amar da adar abba. Don't we say fa? Rabbeinu Tam says that Mishnah in Shabbos that you're trying to prove from the first line that Iri is kikli sheni, I'll prove from the second line that Iri is kikli rishon. Da adar abba. Don't we say fa? What does it say there? If you took off a pot, you shouldn't put spices in. And the Rashbam was mashma, so therefore you could pour onto spices. No, look at the next line. Avonosin letocha ka'ara. You're allowed to put it into the ka'ara and then put spices into it. But halah ros me'ofas ala tavlan aser. Right, so it would be a problem. So right, whatever you medayik from the reisha, you can be medayik the opposite from the seifa. So if you continue going down in this Tosfos, says Tosfos, Rabbi Tam brings another raya from our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? This Bisham Abis Hillel have a machlokas about Chalita and Me'isa, and the maskana was that there's no difference between the two. It doesn't make a difference if the hot water goes onto the dough or the dough goes onto the hot water. Ah, doesn't make a difference, Rabbeinu Tam says. So what do you see from there? Uparech Maishna Me'isa Maishna Chalita Umeshani Tavra Mishnozanazu Loshanazu Alma. What do you see? Man to Pater Mechala Bekemach Shal Gabe Muglashin. The one who paters from Chala when you have flour on the hot water, Mishum Delah. avlechemu. That's not called baked bread. It's called scalded. Kivan shenilosh baroschin patar nami b'mugloshin sheshafchan al gabi kemach. And it's the same thing happened if you pour the hot water on it. Avapish nishbechul l'klisheni. Even though it's sitting out of the kli rishon, ama irik kli rishon. Umiyu, each says then, kashe yechi patar ha'ina mavasha alakadei klipa. One second. Those are the first two opinions. So, kli rishon, kli sheni. There is a third opinion, and that's what the Ramah quotes in Yeridaya. And that is, mivasha alakadei klipa. It does cook, but it only cooks the outer layer. So on Hilchos Shabbos, that's going to be us already, because you can't cook the outer layer here, right? But let's say you're warming up a baby bottle, so the outside is hard plastic. So that's not going to get cooked on Shabbos. So if you want to pour hot water directly onto the hard plastic, that would be okay. But these are the three adayas, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and Mevashel Kidei Klipa. The Shemir Shabbos also has a big discussion of this. If you want to look for the Lamaisa cases in Perek Aleph, Simen Nun Beis through Nun Vav. But again, some Lamaisa cases, pouring Chalant. Let's say I'm going to pour Chalant onto coleslaw, onto salad. So one has to be careful. If one's pouring from a Kli Rishon, sometimes I pour from a ladle. So that's a big discussion. What's the status of a ladle? Is a ladle like a kli rishon because it went into the kli rishon, or is it like a kli sheni? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to have a stira, and some achronim say it's a sfeika d'dina. We treat the ladle as a kli rishon, possibly, even though we treat the bowl that the ladle went into, the bowl that he poured into, as a kli shlishi. But either way, this is something to be careful about. There is a kula in this regard, because I could put hot water, boiling hot water, directly from the urn into drying out shalant. Because if I say Ibris Kli Rishon, so then Memela, I'm going from a Kli Rishon hot to a Kli Rishon hot, and I'd be able to pour it in. Again, Lamaisa discussions that we need to spend more time on. There's also a discussion in the Rishonim, the Ran, whether it makes a difference between solids and liquids. There is a surface layer when it comes to a solid. But the Ran points out in Shabbos, if it's a liquid, so then it's Misarev right away. So maybe there is no Kidei Klipa when it comes to liquids, and it would not be called Bishel in that case. Okay, either way, this is a little bit about Irui, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and related issues.